This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. I am super excited about something that I'm about to do in the celebrity trash here. I'm like, I've watched it five times already.
Is that what you posted on Instagram?
Dude, it's amazing. And I wound up posting it on Instagram. Yeah, it's well, you're about to see it. Well, you can't see the whole thing. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody is a long song, but right. It is so good. I'm just, you know, I just love it. I love watching people just rule on their instrument and play. You know, it's a song that everybody knows. So, All right, let's get right to it. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by School Supplies. You probably won't need that many this year. Backpack sales are way down. And even though school's going to be online, though, you know, maybe support your local school supply store. Pick up some pads and paper. You'll need those, right? They need to make notes.
Yeah, we bought stuff for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, what kinds of stuff did you guys have to get?
I had a list. I had a list, and actually the office, whatever store, did all the shopping, put the bag aside, and we paid in full, and I just came and picked it up.
Oh, that's easy.
It was very easy. So there's a lot of possibilities available to you if you don't want to be out in the store roaming around among the COVID-19 air.
Right. I want to stay out of that smog bank.
Right.
All right, so here we go. So basically, School Supplies, thank you for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash. As I'm looking through stuff this morning, I see this thing. It's basically massive metal guitar heroes performing Bohemian Rhapsody. So there's no vocals on this. And there's drums, there is a bass, there's someone on piano. But it's also Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, Zakk Wylde, Nuno Bettencourt, and more. And then just as you're watching it, all of a sudden the guy who actually is behind the song pops in, so you get to see Brian May, which you know he's had some health problems. Well, I don't know when they shot this a while ago and they just put it all together, or if he's back on his feet. And you know, didn't he have like a massive heart surgery and he had all kinds of crap going on?
There was something that happened to him, I think, when he was gardening, and he thought it was like I can't remember what you said, but I thought he like hurt his glute.
Oh yeah, right. He had a gardening accident where he hurt his glute,
and then somehow out of that he ended up with something way worse. Right?
Yeah, right. I don't know if they figured it out at the hospital or if some other episode happened, but yeah, he hasn't had a good run of it lately. But he's rocking out in this one. So we'll play a little of it. It is just delicious, and if you like, you know, guitar heavy music, you'll probably really enjoy this. It's just fun because there's so many different people on the screen at any given time that it makes you got to go back and watch it a few times to see what part everyone's playing. And all right, crank that up. Here we go. Have really elaborate studios. Like, it's eye candy. Love this. So, and they do the whole song too. Skip ahead to about the 2-minute mark where in the second verse where Brian May is all of a sudden, here we go. oh, he's not even playing it. It looks like Steve Vai's doing it.
Uh-huh.
That looks like Steve Vai on the main
one.
Yeah,
he's not playing the lead.
Yeah, he's just picking through it. But he's on it. That's good. They give him an easy part, I guess.
Look at him go, though. He's doing the vocal.
It's beautiful. And they do the whole, like, you know, scaramouche, scaramouche. Like, they skip, jump ahead about a minute. I put this on, I just put a link to it. I just put the URL for the YouTube video on my Instagram. Oh my God, it's great. So that is on, it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I think that's, you know, Betancourt has like a show on Access TV. But these guys have actually been, there was a Generation Axe tour.
Yeah.
And five of these guys, minus Brian May, they had been performing this sort of regularly as they were touring back when people used to tour.
Oh, so they already had it worked out. Okay.
They did. So it's a socially distanced performance, and it took place as part of Nuno Betancourt. He's the guy from Extreme, you know, More Than Words guy.
Look at that jam. That's rad.
Turn this up. Oh my God, so good. Okay. I guess I've geeked out enough on that. I love it. It's up on our Facebook page, and actually you can find that on YouTube. I mean, it's out there. Ooh, oh, my heart's pounding. I love it.
It's always neat to see people who are really good at stuff. And
dude,
they
it
are.
Really is. You know, it's
Steve
just
Vai
such an
is a
iconic.
Phenom,
oh my
dude,
God,
that
it's
guy.
Crazy.
You know how he started? His first gig was, he was like in high school, but he was transcribing all the music that Frank Zappa performed by ear. So he would sit down and put notation to
just
all this music.
Just as an exercise?
Well, no, that was the job. He would give that he would transcribe it, and then Zappa would have what they'd performed in written form, because he didn't.
I wonder how Zappa found him. Was he like a family friend, or he just was like, find me a prodigy.
I don't remember that part of the story, but that's how he started, was transcribing the music, and he was only 17. And then when he was old enough, he joined the band and went out on tour with Zappa. But his first gig was just sitting down with the music and writing it out.
And now here he is on the Guitar God Anthem. Mm-hmm. And here's the end. Here's the big flourish. Look, they're thrashing. Oh, look at that one guy. He's going crazy. All right. Okay, it's Friday. We've got some new music. We're going to do just a couple things here. First of all, another one of those, Now That's What I Call Musics is out. This is basically, it's like a mixtape that your friend made you. All the songs you hear on the radio right now. It's number 75. These clearly sell. As soon as it falls out of the top 10, they just put another one out there. Dua Lipa's Break My Heart, Lady Gaga's Stupid Love, Louis Capaldi's Before You Go, Katy Perry's Daisies, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's Stuck With You, and many, many more. Many hits. KTEL Records. Now that's what I call music. Deep Purple has a record out today.
What?
Deep Purple has a record out
All
today.
Right.
It's their 21st record. The current line. So I went, I'm like, who the hell is in this band now? So I looked them up. They call themselves Mark 8. This is the 8th iteration of this band. It does have some of the main guys, though. Ian Paice, Ian Gillan, Roger Glover, guitarist Steve Morse, and keyboardist, this keyboardist has been with the, he just has never done anything else besides Deep Purple. His name is Don Airey. Yeah, Don Airey.
All right.
This record is their 21st Deep Purple album. It's called Whoosh. And let's hear what Deep Purple's up to today. Whoosh. Here's- it's a mess. It sounds like a mess. Is it just me? It's all like hi-hat. I can't hear anything else.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Deep Purple was never one of my bands. I know there's Smoke on the Water and more. What, Space Truckin'? Is that them too?
Oh, yeah. Is that them? That's a good one. Yeah, they're fine. I'm with you.
I don't have one of their records. Not
in
one.
In a way, you have them all, actually. In a way, they are... They're interesting because they're like a place where the superstars go to just sort of cycle through. Like, a lot of people have been in that band. Like, David Coverdale was in that band for a while. Like, and then, you know, every guitar hero has floated through it. Like, it's
well,
just one
Steve
of those
Morse,
weird...
Well, Steve Morse, you mentioned, is another guitar god, and he's obviously doing his run in the band.
Anything else that you liked off of Whoosh by...
I mean, I have three.
Give me one more, whichever one you liked better. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to spend all day on Deep Purple.
I think that's his way of saying I didn't like any of it.
Here's Man Alive.
I don't know if we're just hearing left a weird what version out? Of it. Like the whole bass. I feel like I can't hear the bass drum. I can't really hear the bass. It's. I don't know. Hey, whatever. Okay, let's move on. Maybe this next one will be great. Looks like CeeLo's trying to step away from his identity. I don't know if this is his way of, you know, having an alter ego. And people do that, you know, like didn't Garth Brooks have somebody, and then Donald Glover's got somebody, and, you know, even Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. This one is called CeeLo Green is Thomas Calloway. I don't know. It's his sixth solo album. And here he is being Thomas Calloway. Let's hear this. He sounds good.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
He sounds fine. I'm with you. That's not my kind of song. Do you got a you know, forget
it
you?
It seems like...
Is there something
what was
there?
That? No, not
oh,
at all.
Oh, there isn't. Oh, that's
here's
bad.
A here's Lead Me.
I love that. I think that sounds great. I'm not supposed to like him anymore, right? Isn't it because of his comments on whether or not somebody should be drugged and raped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not rape if she's asleep, right?
Yeah, is that the exact quote? Because it's something.
I think it was something
horrifying
like that. Yeah.
Like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, he's trying to get away from that and become some guy named Thomas Calloway. That song's good. He's a very talented dude. It's too bad.
How are you gonna call the record though? CeeLo as Thomas Calloway. You should have
just put
it
out
as Thomas
right.
Calloway,
dude. If you gotta tell us, it's not exactly an alter ego, you know. He's like, well, maybe CeeLo will get me some notice. Hey, you guys, and former intern Krista.
Oh, boy.
BTS has a record out today. It's called Map of the Soul 7, The Journey. It's the fourth album from... actually, they're saying... It says here, the fourth Japanese album from the Korean boy band. That doesn't make any sense.
a lot of the songs, on the track, it says Japanese version of this. Japanese, so I'm not sure maybe if they have other versions and Korean versions of these songs. So
are these all in Japanese though? So is that what
certain songs will say the Japanese next to the title of the song, it'll say Japanese version. So
all right, well, I just want one, so pick your favorite.
They're all so amazing. Here's the first one.
Oh really?
In a world where you feel cold, you gotta stay cold.
So yeah, obviously we can't understand it, but I did look up the translations and it's all love stuff.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Thank goodness. So we don't have to worry about any swears or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That is good to know. And then there were a few others that were out today, but the one that Bryn decided on was Cassidy Pope. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So Cassidy's she's been around for a while. She's a Grammy nominated artist. She has a couple albums under her belt, and some like EPs and stuff too. She used to be the lead singer in a band called Hey Monday.
Hey Monday.
Hey Monday. Mm. She left them like, I don't know, 2011. And now she's a solo artist and she's got a 7-song acoustic album called Rise and Shine. This is Cassidy Pope.
And here's a song called Hoodie.
Oh, that is adorable.
Isn't it?
That's adorable. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many did you grab off of this?
I grabbed
two. I love that. Okay, give me one more.
This next one's called California Dreaming.
That's so pretty. What'd you say, Vinny?
Who does she sound like to you? To me, that is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she does sound a little
but
Miley-ish.
A little less
nasal.
Scratchy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super... So pretty. I love harmonies like that. Put an ocean in between us, but it still don't work. All right, there you go. That's Cassidy Pope. There's a little taste of the new music that's out today. Thank you, Bryn. I know a lot of hard work goes
My
into
pleasure.
That. Really wonderful job today.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Couple dudes find themselves on the wrong end of Reddit comments and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.